Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. In response to a comment I made recently about my not wanting any more soldiers being sent to die for me, a listener said something that really set me back. He apparently mistook my opposition to war as disrespect for people serving in the armed forces, and this is what he said. If you ever say anything like that around me, I will give you the beating your father never gave you. Now, apparently my new pen pal believes that father-son beatings instill respect for the armed forces and the American way of life. His is the sort of reasoning that keeps the world in plentiful supply of bullies, thugs, and victims. It's interesting that just before he got to the part about beating me up, he said that those American GIs had indeed died to protect my right to say things, even stupid things. So, after he carefully laid that out, that I have the right to say whatever I believe, even when I'm wrong, he goes on to let me know that the penalty for speaking out is getting beat up. I think I detect a mixed message there. Go ahead and say it. It is your right, and then I'll beat you up. I wonder, did all those soldiers die to protect his right to hurt the people he disagrees with? I'm trying to remember where that particular truth is written. Is it in the Constitution or the legal code or in some sacred book? Did I miss that day in school? I think that the actual source for the justification of abusive behavior is the abusive parent in the first place. Now, it's a well-known cycle. I hit you, you hit your kids, and they hit their kids, and so on. As for whether a beating teaches anything, a beating might very well teach you to shut up when you are within arm's length of a beater, and I guess that's a valuable lesson. After all, once you've established that a fellow is of a mind to hit the people that he's angry with, why would you want to hang around him at all? Is it the thrill of anticipating the next time he'll go off on someone? Well, I'll pass on that thrill, thanks. Lesson learned. Of course, children don't have the luxury of avoiding a violent adult, do they? That's the really sad aspect of an abusive environment. The kids and the spouse cower, and they take it. And only the luckier ones find a way out. Now, it's just a small step to extend the violence corrects behavior approach to the people in your community with whom you heatedly disagree. But I'm certainly not going to shut up simply because a thuggish practitioner has threatened me. In fact, it's more important than ever for people to say what they think, to speak out rather than lash out. Public discourse in our era is dominated by the soundbite and the pandering drivel. We are a people who seem to like their public figures to emulate the Rambo school of oratory. A grunt, a sneer, a scary smile, followed by a burst of violent fury. Willful ignorance wrapped in smoldering rage, well, they play great in the movies. In real life, they lead to wrecked families and generations doomed to more of the same hopeless cruelty. So, with all due respect to my would-be lesson giver, I'll take a pass on the beating and finish this column. In the meantime, he might do well to consider some lessons for himself. Maybe he could start by stepping outside his angry mind and consider the fact that his violent position leads to pain, to fear, and suffering. Anger management therapy comes to mind. It works for athletes. A hobby might help. Something about model shipbuilding seems to calm the noisy spirit. Music has been known to soothe the savage beast. But try something, my friend. Anything is better than your original proposal.